He stood her up then, and pulled her close to remove the last of her silks. The night air was chilly on her bare skin. She shivered, and goose flesh covered her arms and legs. She was afraid of what would come next. But for a while, nothing happened. Khal Drogo sat with his legs crossed, looking at her, drinking in her body with his eyes. After a while, he began to touch her, lightly at first, then harder. She could sense a fierce strength in his hands, but he never hurt her. He held her hand in his own and brushed her fingers one by one. He ran a hand gently down her leg. He stroked her face, tracing the curve of her ears, running a finger gently around her mouth. He put both hands in her hair and combed it with his fingers. He turned her around, massaged her shoulders, slid a knuckle down the path of her spine. It seemed as if hours passed before his hands finally went to her breasts. He stroked the soft skin underneath until it tingled. He circled her nipples with his thumbs, pinched them between thumb and forefinger, then began to pull at her, very lightly at first, then more insistently, until her nipples stiffened and began to ache. He stopped then, and drew her down onto his lap. Danny was flushed and breathless, a heart fluttering in her chest. He cupped her face in his huge hands and looked into her eyes. "No," he said, and she knew it was a question. She took his hand and moved it down to the wetness between her thighs. "Yes," she whispered, as she put his finger inside her.